not to take anything for their journey. Don't take a walking stick. Don't take a traveling bag. Don't take any food. Don't take any money. Don't take a tunic or a change of clothes or an extra shirt. Just go. Amen. When you go, go. Heal the sick. Preach the gospel. But take nothing with you on this journey. Don't take a traveling bag or walking stick. Any food, any money, or a change of clothes. For a little while, we're going to use that thought. Take nothing for your journey. Amen. Take nothing for your journey. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Take nothing for your journey.
Happy New Year.
Amen, everybody.
How is good? Amen. This is our first Sunday in the new year. It's our first Sunday, not the first Sunday, but our first Sunday together. And I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited to be here. 2018, what a blessing it is. Some people didn't make it to today. Yeah. Amen. I've already been to two funerals already in the 2018. Amen. Wow. Some people didn't make it, but we got to thank God, amen, that we are here. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his many blessings. Thank God. You never know when your last day will be. Amen. I didn't plan on going to the funerals, of course. You know, you never plan on those types of things. Amen. But none of us can plan our day. Amen. Or the day or the hour. Nobody knows what's going to happen. So we got to thank God for every day. Can't take any day, any moment that we have for granted. So Happy New Year, amen. In the house of the Lord, we're excited, amen. We are officially in the middle of our new journey as New Journey Church. Amen. And I'm excited about our new journey, amen. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Now, a journey is defined as a travel from one place to the other. Again, a journey is defined as a travel from one place to another. Life is a journey. In life, we go through many things, amen. In life, we are constantly traveling from one place to another. In life, we're constantly traveling from one circumstance to another. In life, we're constantly traveling from one destination to the other. We're constantly traveling from one situation to the other. We're constantly traveling from one relationship to the other. We're constantly traveling from one affiliation to the other. We're constantly traveling on this journey called life. Our life is filled with good times and with bad times. Our life is filled with ups and with downs. Our life is filled with highs and with lows. Our life is filled with successes and with failures. But thanks be to God that he allows for redos. Thanks be to God that he allows for U-turns. Thanks be to God that he allows for second chances. Thanks be to God for his new mercies that I see every single morning that I wake up. Amen. Thanks be to God that I can always start again. Amen. You see, my life is not defined by what I did yesterday. My life is not defined by my journey on yesterday. I know I might have struggled yesterday. I know it might have been difficult yesterday. I know yesterday, amen, 24 hours ago, amen, I wasn't planning on being in the house of the God. But I'm here to tell you, it really doesn't matter about my journey on yesterday. Each day I have a new opportunity to start again. Amen. Each day I have a new chance to start over. I'm excited about my new journey. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 lets us know that if any man, any woman, any person be in Christ, amen, they have become a new creature. They have become a new creation. They have become a new person. Old things have passed away. Old things are dead. The old life is gone. Behold, all things are new. Behold, the new has begun. The new has come. A new life has begun. This scripture lets us to know that in Christ, I'm a new creature. Scripture lets me to know that in Christ, I am a new person. In Christ, I have a new life. In Christ, I have a new reality. In Christ, I have a new existence. Old things that used to define me are dead. Old excuses that used to hold me back are dead. Old behavior that used to be my downfall is dead. Old justifications that used to keep me away from Jesus are dead. Old situations that used to keep me depressed, oh, they're dead. Amen. My past is behind me. My past is over. My past is dead. Old things are in my past. And behold, suddenly, all of a sudden, everything has become new. You see, the only thing that matters in the new journey is this new journey that I'm on with Jesus. Amen. It really don't matter about yesterday. Only thing that matters is this new journey that I'm on with Jesus. Amen. Thanks be to God that in Christ we can always start again. Amen. God is good. Listen, as we look at our text, we see that Jesus was sending his disciples out into the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to heal the sick, and to do whatever they need to do. He gave them power over all power of the enemy. He was sending them into the world to fulfill their purpose. Their purpose was to fulfill the Great Commission, which was basically to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the good news, amen, of Jesus Christ. And our purpose is much like the disciples' purpose. Our purpose is to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our purpose is to be a light in this dark world. Our purpose is to tell a hopeless world that there is hope in Jesus. But oftentimes, beloved, we get it twisted. Oftentimes, amen, we forget about our purpose. Oftentimes, we think about other things, amen, and make them our purpose. Amen, we get so caught up on how much we own. We get so caught up on getting rich. We get so caught up on becoming successful. We get so caught up on becoming popular. We get so caught up, amen, on likes and followers and all these types of things that really don't matter. We get so caught up on finding a companion. I got to find my husband. Amen, the Lord's going to bless me with my husband in 2018. I'm going to get my husband. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, we get so caught up, amen, on all the things, amen, that really don't matter. We get caught up on buying a nicer house and driving a better car. We get so caught up, amen, on having our makeup on fleek. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to have our makeup on fleek. We got to look the part. Amen. When we come, amen, we can't step out the house without making sure our makeup is a certain way. We got to make sure our hair is a certain way. Amen. We got to get our bundles. We got to get our hair twisted and a haircut. We got to get all these things. Come on, somebody. Hey, glory. We got to be sure we have the latest hairstyles and the latest fashion, amen, the latest gadgets, amen. They tell me on the news, and I already knew this, I've been saying this for 3 years. I promise I've been saying it for 3 years. You can ask my wife. I said every time a new iPhone come out, they start messing with the phones that we have now so we can go buy the other one. And it came out in the news that they really do that. They really do it. But I'm going to keep my iPhone 8, amen. I'm going to keep mine, amen, until the wheels fall off. I don't care if you can't hear me, amen. I'm going to say it again until you hear me. Glory be to God. I'm not going to go get the new one until it come all the way down to the price I want to pay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. By the end of 11 to be out, but I don't care. It's okay. It's okay. Glory be to God. Listen, we always are caught up on getting the latest things, the latest gadgets, the latest fashion, and we forget that these things are not what life is about. These things are not what our journey should be about. These things are not, amen, what our focus should be upon. St. Luke chapter 12, verse 15 lets us to know that we should guard ourselves against all types of greed. Life is not defined by what you own. Life is not defined by how much you have, even if you have a lot. In other words, there's more to life than how much I own. There's more to life than how rich you are. There's more to life than how successful you have become. There's more to life than the popularity level that you have obtained. There's more to life than finding your husband, finding your wife, finding love. There's more to life than what neighborhood your house is in. There's more to life than the type of car that you drive. There's more to life than your makeup on fleek, your clothes on fleek, your hair on fleek. There's more to life than having the latest gadgets and devices. There's more to life. There's more to life than all these things that we worried about. You see, we're concerned about the wrong things. We must stop being consumed with the things of the world. We must stop being consumed with things that don't matter. We must keep in mind what our new journey, what our journey of purpose is really supposed to be about, which is spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So Jesus, in the text, he prepares his disciples for their new journey of purpose. He lets them know, amen, before you go out, I want you to go and I want you to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want you to spread the good news and let people know, amen, that there's hope in me, and heal the sick. And if they're sick, heal them. Amen. I give you power over all the powers of the devil. Amen. And nothing shall harm you. I want you to go out there and I want you to preach the word, and I want you to have authority, and I want you to realize, amen, that in me you can do all things. But realize before you go, take nothing for your journey. Amen. I want you to have all these powerful things, and I want you to do great works in my name. But before you go, realize, take nothing for your journey. He said, take nothing. Don't take a walking stick. Don't take a traveler's bag. Don't take food. Don't take money. Don't even take a change of clothes. You see, a walking stick was used in case they got tired on their journey. Amen. They were walking, amen, and so their feet might have got tired, so the walking stick would help them, amen, to go a little further on their journey. Of course, they would need that. Amen. A traveler's bag was used to carry their essentials with them. Amen. Whatever they may need to wash up or brush their teeth, or all these types of things, of course, they needed that. Amen. Food was used for, well, you know what food is for. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Of course, they needed that. Money is essential for any journey. Of course, they needed that. And you can never go on a journey without a change of clothes. Of course, they needed that.
We can't imagine going on vacation without at least a vehicle. In modern day terms, a walking stick is equivalent to a vehicle. We need a vehicle at least. We can't go, amen, on a journey without at least a suitcase to put our essentials in. Come on, we can't go on a journey without some snacks. Come on, we need snacks for the road. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody traveled on the road before. You know what I mean. You need snacks for the road. Amen. We can't go with some money in our pockets. We can't go on a journey. We can't go on vacation without a change of clothes. What, I'm going to wear the same clothes over and over every day? Lord, you want me to walk around stinking? Come on. But Jesus told them not to take any of the things that they thought they would need with them on their journey. Why would Jesus send them on a journey? Why would he tell them to start a journey, but to bring none of their essentials with him? You see, Jesus was teaching them and us a valuable lesson. You don't need the things that you think you need. You don't need the people that you think you need. Come on, you don't need the relationship that you think you need. You don't need the friends that you think you need. You don't need the success that you think you need. You don't need the money that you think you need. Amen. The Lord can bless you with a little bit. Amen. He can bless you with a lot too. Amen. But he can bless you right where you are. You don't need all the success and all the big grand stuff that you think you need. All you need is Jesus. Come on. All you need is Jesus. You don't need the clothes and the devices. You don't need to be on fleek like you think you do. You only need all the stuff that you think you need. All you need is Jesus. You see, he was sending them out into the world with nothing but themselves and God. He was sending them in the world with nothing but the message of Jesus Christ. He was sending them in the world with nothing, amen, to hold them back. Amen. He was letting them know that instead of depending on all the things that you think you need to learn to depend on God. Amen. Instead of depending on the things, amen, that we think we need to learn to depend on God. Instead of depending on your job, which is here today and gone tomorrow, you need to learn to depend on God. Instead of depending on your bank account, amen, which is full today and overdrawn tomorrow, amen, you need to learn to depend on God. Amen. Instead of depending on our paychecks, amen, which is short today and big tomorrow, you need to learn to depend on God. We need to stop depending on our intelligence. You ain't that smart anyway. Stop depending on your good looks. Amen. You ain't that cute anyway. Come on. Stop depending on your intellect. You ain't that good anyway. Come on, I said, y'all ain't that cute. I'm that cute. I know I am. Amen. I can speak for myself today. Glory be to God. Listen, we need to stop depending on all the things that we think we need. All these shallow things mean nothing. We need to learn to depend upon the Lord. You see, but instead of depending on God, many of us think that depending on God is elementary. But that's old school preacher. That's what my grandmama did. I ain't doing all that stuff. I got this. I can do it myself. Amen. I got this. I don't need nobody's help. Amen. We begin to depend upon all these things. And we begin to say, well, I don't need God anymore. Depending on God seems pointless. Depending on God seems inadequate. But as his children, we need to learn to be satisfied with God. Yeah. If God is all you have, I know it sounds cliche, but if God is all you have, then you have all you need. Yeah. Amen. Less is more. You don't need the things you think you need. All you need is Jesus. Come on, that's worth writing down right there. Amen. You don't need the things you think you need. All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Everything else is a luxury. All you need is Jesus. Everything else is pointless. All you need is Jesus. Everything else is a distraction. All you need is Jesus. Everything else is a luxury. It's a blessing to have as icing on the cake. And many of us can't imagine our lives without the things that we've accumulated. Many of us can't imagine our lives without the people that we've been hanging around and associating ourselves with. Many of us can't imagine our lives without the things that we work hard for. We find our value in how much money we make. We find our value in what kind of car we drive. We find our value in the kind of house we live in. We find our value in the country club that we join. We find our value in the sorority and fraternity that we're part of. We find our value in how many of life's luxuries we can accumulate and save. And as a result, life's luxuries have become our distraction. Life's luxuries has become our crutch. Life's luxuries have become our excuse not to serve God. Life's luxury has become become a reason why we can't give God our all. Luxury has become everything that we think about. It consumes our mind. It consumes our day-to-day activities. It consumes everything that we do. It consumes our speech. It consumes our Facebook posts. It consumes our Instagram posts because we're so caught up on the things of life. Life's luxury hinders us from moving forward on our new journey. You see, our journey ends before it begins. We said we're going to start a new journey, and then it ends before it begins. I know in 2018, we said we're going to eat better. Amen. I know. I can raise my hand. If you raise your hand, I bet you at least one or two of you would have said that. I'm going to go to the gym more. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to do this more. I'm going to do that more. Amen. But your journey always ends before it begins because you're worried about the wrong things. And you're doing things for the wrong reasons. You're not doing it from within. You're doing it, amen, because you have something good to say you want to do. I don't know why you're doing it. I can't predict why you're doing it. But I'm just telling you, it's not the right reasons. And so your journey ends before it even gets started. It ends before it begins because we're worried about the wrong things. We wonder, if I get serious about God, what if I can't shake my bad habit, amen, which keeps us wanting to come but never coming. Amen. We wonder, if I get serious about God, what if I lose my friends? Amen. Which keeps us intending but never really coming. Amen. We wonder, if I get serious about God, what if they stop calling? Amen. What if they call me a lame? What if they say all kind of things about me? Amen. Which keeps us wanting to come but reluctant. But I have to tell you today, stop worrying about your bad habits, because God will teach you new habits on your new journey. Amen. Stop worrying about, amen, take nothing for your journey. Stop worrying about, amen, your friends. Amen. So what if they stop calling? Amen. You need to stop talking to some people anyway. Amen. And take nothing, take no one for your journey. Amen. So what if they start talking about you? They talking about you now. Amen. Take nothing for your journey. Amen. Stop worrying about all the wrong things and just go. Amen. That's why he said take nothing for your journey. Because if you take that on your journey, you begin to worry about that. Amen. That distracts you from your journey. Take nothing for your journey. Worry about God and that's it. Everybody else doesn't matter. Nothing else matters but you and God. You see, we must stop begging people to become part of our journey. Just because they've been in your life for a long time don't mean they're going to be part of your new journey. Just because you have years of experience with them, you've been doing this for a long time, don't mean they're going to be part of your new journey. You see, that may be the reason why you never started your new journey years ago. Right, wow. Stop worrying about all these people that you've been hanging around all your life. So what? Let them stay where they're at. They'll be okay. Right. They'll live. Listen, stop begging people to become part of your new journey. If they don't want to go with you, just keep going anyway. Stop trying to force situations to work here, amen, that worked there before. Amen, they're not going to work here because this is a new journey. Yes. Stop bringing unnecessary baggage with you on your new journey. You see, any habit can be unlearned. There was a time in your life when you didn't have all the luxuries that you have now. There was a time in your life when you didn't have all the things that you have now. You survived. How I know you survived? Because you're here right now. You made it to this point today. Amen. I know you didn't have them before. Amen. You just obtained them. And these things that we just obtained are holding you back from giving your all. Amen. I know there was a time in your life when you lived without smoking and drinking and cussing folk out. I know it's a time in your life you survive without it. You can survive if you stop right now. Amen. I know it's difficult to imagine your life without your habits that you have. But trust me, you did it before. You can survive without it now. Stop letting these things hold you back. Stop letting these luxuries of life hold you behind. If you survived without it before, you can do it now.
All right now.
Amen.
All right, amen.
I know you can't imagine your life without him. I know you can't live without her. But it was a time in your life when you didn't know her. It was a time in your life you weren't studying him. You can live without them in your life. As I get ready to close, this is the reason Jesus said, take nothing for your journey. You see, because if they could have taken a walking stick, the walking stick would have become the focus. You see, they got a walking stick one now. And I know eventually mine is going to get old and run down. So I'm going to need the walking stick two. As soon as the walking stick two come out, I got to be sure to stand in line, even though the line is long, because I want to be sure I have the latest walking stick. But I want us to realize, the walking stick is not, the walking stick is not what the journey is about. Preaching the gospel is what the journey is about. But if they would have took a walking stick while they was preaching, they would begin to focus themselves on a walking stick. Then they can't preach effectively because they're so concerned about the walking stick. The more you have, the more you want. I was just talking to my dad last night. He was saying how he's on vacation, and we've all been there. Well, he was like, man, I'm more tired on vacation than I do when I go to work. He's like, what the heck? And that's how it is. The more you get, the more you want. Hey, man, you can't get a little money. As soon as you get a little money, you think, okay, if I can just get to this level, hey, man, I'll be okay. As soon as you get to this level, you need more. So you start focusing on the next level. No matter how much you get, you always want more.
Yeah.
That's how the things of life are. That's how the things of this world are. And that's why Jesus said, don't take nothing for your journey.
Yeah.
Because you can't be satisfied with just a little bit. You need more and more and more and more. And it becomes your focus. It becomes all-consuming. I just want to go on vacation, and I'm sure now all we think about is our next vacation. When we go on vacation, we can't enjoy it because it's going too fast. Wait a minute, where's the time going? Wait a minute, stop and smell the roses. Stop worrying about how fast it's going to just enjoy it. Stop worrying about the next one. Just enjoy the one you have now. That's what we do. We focus on all the things that we're never satisfied. Because these things in this world can never satisfy us. Only God can satisfy us. We're made and designed, amen, to be after God. Or we're made and designed for our hearts to pant after God. And only He can satisfy us. We try to consume ourselves with all these worldly things. And no matter how much we get, we want more. We're never satisfied. I've seen men on TV with the most beautiful women. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Any man on earth would be so happy to have her. But he cheated on her. Got 4, 5, 6 women. Never satisfied. Got millions of dollars in the house. Got the whole big mansion. Everything you can imagine. Cars everywhere. Still blowing their brains out. Because they're never satisfied. Because these things cannot satisfy us. These things in this world will never satisfy us. Take nothing for your journey. Because if you start looking at these things that we take for our journey, they become all consuming. They could have took a traveler's bag. They would have become the focus. You see, I don't got the Versace bag. I don't got all these name brand bags. I need to get the better, bigger and better bag. I want the Coach bag. I want this bag. I want that bag. Forget about your bag. It's not about the bag. If food, they could have took some snacks on the journey. Oh, snacks definitely would have become all-consuming. I can't wait to get out of here so I can get something to eat. Come on, I'm trying to hurry up my message so I can hurry up and get some food. Because food is all-consuming by itself. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, food, amen, would have definitely become the focus. Money, amen, would have definitely become the focus. He told them not to take a change of clothes because the clothes would have become the focus. And in life, all of life's luxuries have become our focus. Amen, all smoking and drinking have become our focus. Having a good time in life have become our focus. Getting money and becoming successful have become our focus. Finding a husband, finding a wife, getting married have become our focus. But that is not what life is about. All these things hinder us from our true purpose. It's time to stop making life's luxuries our focus. It's time to stop making conveniences our priority. It's time to stop using excuses as our crutch. It's time to stop using excuses as our reason not to serve God for real. Your old acquaintances are not part of your new journey. Your old behavior is not part of your new journey. Your old habits that you can't get rid of, they're not part of your new journey. Your old friends, all the connections, all the acquaintances, they're not part of your new journey. And even some family members, amen, are not part of your new journey. Take nothing for your journey. Then you won't get distracted. Take nothing for your journey. Then you won't make excuses. Take nothing for your journey. Then you won't place value in the wrong things. Take nothing for your journey. Then you won't put everything else before God. Take nothing for your journey. Then you can keep God first place in your life. See, I sound like Joel Osteen now. To first place in your life. Take nothing for your journey. Amen. Because God wants all your attention. And if you have nothing else involved, amen, He can have all of your attention. This journey is about you and God. Leave everything else alone behind. This journey is about you and God. Leave everything else by itself. Leave every other distraction by itself. This journey is between you and God. Leave everybody else by themselves. Take nothing with you on your journey.
and you decide to give yourself to God, decide to give your all to God, decide to get serious about God, don't worry about who I'm going to take with me. No, they ain't coming. They're not invited. Your job, not invited. People that you've been around for 20, 30 years, not invited. It's all about you and God. Take nothing for your journey. Come on, put your hands together. We're grateful for his goodness. And we want to put him first. We want to put him where he belongs in our lives.